Health plan open enrollment is nearly upon us, so we're discussing how to best choose a primary care provider, or PCP as it's called. Our guest is Dr. Robert Tabrizi. He's a family medicine physician with Dignity Health. This is Hello Healthy, a Dignity Health podcast. Thanks for joining us. I'm Joey Waller. Hi, doctor. Welcome.
Hey, how are you?
Good, thanks. You?
Good.
Excellent. We appreciate the time. So first, we'll get into some specifics in a moment or two, but generally speaking, to start us off, doctor, what's your most important piece of advice for those beginning to think about their health plan choices for the upcoming year?
An important thing would be to actually do your homework about the healthcare plans out there. Make sure that your doctors that you're using currently, specialist doctors that you're comfortable with, that you're happy with, are on the health plans. And that when you do choose them, you are still able to see the same doctors that you've been happy with and that you feel that you've made progress with. That would be one of the most important things.
Yeah, absolutely. You want to have that continued relationship if you've built one up. So that being said, how can someone use that open enrollment period to ensure they select a plan that actively supports and encourages proactive health management rather than just reactive care? I guess we're really talking there about things like regular checkups, screenings, testing, to make sure that it's never too late for something to be addressed, right?
Again, do your homework. So how this works really well for a lot of patients is they make a list of specialists, their primary care doctors on that list. They also put down all their medications. So that's a good start. Then they search for a health plan that is going to support their necessities. And they need to also research their doctors, because when they choose a health plan, their doctors sometimes will move around and they will go to different health plans and they will not be covered anymore. So in order to be able to make sure that they have continuity of care, they list all their stuff, they go ahead, they look at the website, they go through what's listed on the website and what's covered. And that way they could assure they could continue to get the same care that they've been getting in the past. Now, they might want to also change their primary care doctor. So they need to go ahead and look at who's covered, what areas are covered, and if these people are out of network or in network, because you don't want to end up going to someone out of network because you're going to accrue more cost than you could afford. And I don't think anyone wants to be in that situation. So that would be one of the primary concerns that I would think that a lot of patients should take in consideration.
Yeah, you make a great point, Doc, about making sure that a doctor that you think takes a certain kind of insurance still does. Just because they used to doesn't mean they still do. How about some considerations to keep in mind when choosing a primary care provider like yourself in the first place? What should people keep in mind?
Unfortunately, it's not always easy to know who you're picking. There are ways to do this as you go online and you look at reviews and you read about your doctor that you might want to choose. If you want a new doctor, you need to really look at the reviews and see what people are talking about and what they're talking about as far as how the doctor cares for them. Certain people are very healthy and they don't need much communication with their doctor. They'll see their doctor, they'll be in and out. Some people with more chronic conditions, or the elderly population, which we know that the majority of the population now is in the geriatric range, they like a little bit more contact. They have more comorbid conditions. They like to have discussions. So you need to search for a doctor that you know is going to give you that time and is going to be able to spend the time to explain things to you, so you have clarity when you leave the office, so you feel like you've been taken care of rather than pushed to the side. So it's not always easy to find a doctor like that, because doctors are becoming more and more busy. They're seeing more patients these days. So you want to go ahead and read those reviews, do your research, go to your insurance company websites, and then make a decision based on all that information that you have. It sounds like it's a lot of work, but you really want to see a doctor that you are going to appreciate and that's going to take care of you and make sure that they are vigilant in making sure you're healthy.
Well, that's great advice concerning choosing a primary care physician, but how about for patients managing chronic conditions, perhaps seeing at least one specialist, if not more? What exactly should people be looking for in terms of what's covered and what's not?
So again, you want to know that these people that you're going to choose that you're specialists, and make sure that if you've been seeing a specialist, that when you look at the website that the insurance company has online, the plans that are online, there's tools that you could search, that these people are within the network that you are choosing. So you could accrue exceptional amounts of costs sometimes if you go outside your network or if your doctor leaves your network. So in this way, when you do choose your doctor, you will know they're in network. Also, you will read about them and find out that maybe the doctor, or sometimes these doctors that you do choose, don't necessarily do all the specific things that you actually need. So cardiologists, for instance, some cardiologists, they'll do specific interventional stuff, and then other cardiologists won't do it. So you have to know by reading about that and by looking at the reviews again, that you're getting a cardiologist that's going to be able to take care of your necessities as far as your heart's concerned, your health is concerned. So that's just one specialty. There's multiple specialties out there. Another thing that you should consider, especially if you're more of an individual or geriatric population, that a lot of people would like most of the specialties under one roof. So if you could go somewhere where not only you could see a primary care doctor, but the specialist is also in the same office. And that way, it makes it easier for you to get continuity of care. And a lot of the time in that setting, they communicate the physicians with each other. And that way, you'll have better care at the end of the day.
You make a great point there, because if you can knock off multiple doctor visits under one roof, then it alleviates what's often the stress caused by having to travel to and from, which, especially for older people, people that aren't well, that can certainly be a factor. How about during open enrollment, doctor, the importance of really focusing on personal health needs rather than just the administrative details? From your experience, what are some of the most common mistakes or pitfalls for patients when it comes to that? Obviously, we can only afford what we can afford financially, but are there times when people get to kind of a fork in the road, so to speak, when making these choices, and they maybe put other things ahead of the care they're going to receive?
So that is a great question. And here, you mentioned something about monetary issues. So one pitfall is that people, unfortunately, because of their financial burden, will pick the least expensive plan. The least expensive plan does not necessarily mean that they are going to get the care they need. Unfortunately, this might be a situation that a lot of families might be in, but you have to look at what that plan is offering. And again, if you want to keep your doctor, for instance, and you are going to be choosing the plan that has the least amount of cost for you, then you might not be able to see your doctor anymore, or you might lose those specialists. They might not be in the plan and covered anymore. On top of that, you need to consider, do you have a high deductible or do you have a low deductible? That means what you're going to pay out of your pocket until your insurance picks up the rest of the cost. So if you have somebody who has a chronic medical condition, having a high deductible might not necessarily be the greatest thing in the world. So you need to really do your research on what you could afford, obviously, at the end of the year, and not necessarily always go for the cheapest costing plan. Because again, you might end up missing out on a lot of the things that you were getting before. So you have to consider that at the end of the year, and you have to consider that for your health. Because if you don't have proper health care, just because you wanted to take the least expensive plan, you might suffer in other ways. So those are things to consider.
Yeah, no question. If you see that one plan is significantly less money than another, you certainly need to understand exactly why that is, what you're getting for each of those premiums. And then in summary here, doctor, if someone isn't sure where to start, you've given us some great detailed advice on the things to look for, but where does the road begin? Where can someone start out to accumulate this information and make a wise decision? What's job one on that road?
So organization is important. You start by organizing yourself. You start by making your list, as I said, of all your specialists, all the medications you're on, and all your medical conditions. Then what you want to do is you go to the tool that's available for these insurance companies or the tool that's available on your website and go ahead and start implementing these, for instance, the doctor's names. You check if the doctors are covered. Those tools that they have online are very efficient. They will give lots of information about medications that are covered, medications that are not covered, the doctors that are covered, the specialists that are covered, and they'll give you in-network and out-of-network information, which is pertinent to you getting the proper care that you need. And if monetary problems do occur, you seriously do not want to pick a doctor that's going to be out of your network, because that is going to be a very expensive mistake at that point. So that would be where to start. And like I said, organization is primarily the most important thing at first. So you know what to look for.
Yeah, so folks, get yourselves organized and keep in mind that educating yourself, I suppose it's safe to say, Doc, that too much information can't be a bad thing here. We trust you're now more familiar with choosing a PCP. Dr. Tabrizi, valuable information indeed for all of us, and keep up your great work. Thanks so much again.
Thank you very much for having me.
Absolutely. And for more information, please do visit dignityhealth.org/DHMF/about/network/Merced, MERCED. If you found this podcast helpful, please do share it on your social media. I'm Joey Waller. Thanks so much again for being part of Hello Healthy, a Dignity Health podcast.